This episode is brought to you by our friends who can protect your data and anonymize your activity at expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Protect yourself against big tech and big brother.
Hey, everybody. In this episode, we dive into the discreet presidency of Joe Biden. Why is it that there's a paralysis that is plaguing the conservative movement? We dive into that and so much more. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our supporters that have generously got behind us. I want to thank Nate from LA. Thank you. Janine from Whitefish, Montana. What a great place that is. charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Melanie from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you. Rachel from Irvine. Thank you. And Isaiah from New Jersey. Thank you. And finally, Beth from McKinney, Texas. Very generous. charliekirk.com/support. It helps us grow. It helps us reach millions of young people. Our mission is to get these podcasts in front of young people, and it helps us do that. Helps support our team, helps support our growth. We have the best research team. We travel the country. We appreciate you guys so much at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. I love hearing from you. Email us your questions and your feedback on all of our podcasts at freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I was at an event last evening, and a couple people asked me the same question in a different way. They said, Charlie, why is it that people are not resisting Joe Biden like we did against Barack Obama? Why is it that it seems people are okay with Joe Biden and his deliberate plunder and takeover of the American economy? And I've been doing a lot of thinking on this question because we are not nearly resisting Joe Biden enough. We aren't. We are not organizing the same sort of response that we did against Barack Obama. We have some lawsuits happening here and there. The Democrats are in a position, especially when it comes to all of their soft money external interest groups, that they are completely uninterested in holding the Biden administration accountable for things that they once said were important to them. For example, back in the summer of 2018, Democrat activists and left-wing activists took to the streets all across the country demanding that kids in cages be released. There were lawsuits filed within the first 2 weeks of the Trump administration against President Trump's early executive orders on immigration. There have been no lawsuits, no protests, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez instead goes on Instagram last evening. This is what she has to say. Play tape.
Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it because it's not a border crisis. It's an imperialism crisis. It's a climate crisis. It's a trade crisis. This is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy.
She doesn't know what philosophy means, and that's okay. She's not very bright. She has a very big, very substantial following, I should say. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is articulating why she's angry at the people that are angry that the left seems completely uninterested in complaining that the Biden administration is actually doing everything on the border worse than the Trump administration. But why is it that it feels as if we are slow to move against Joe Biden? I remember against Barack Obama. It was organic. It was real. there was a response that was unscripted. Patriots across the country rose up and started Tea Party groups. Candidates ran for office. Rick Santelli's famous rant in 2009 or 2010. And I'm reminded by a phrase that substance does not matter as much as style in the eyes of most voters. You see, what we make fun of Joe Biden for is actually a winning quality to most voters. The fact that Joe Biden is kind of sleepy and slow, the fact that Joe Biden falls upstairs, which is a rather remarkable thing, it's exactly what the ruling class wants. You see, Joe Biden is like the grandparent that kind of falls asleep in front of the television at 7 o'clock. You're able to do whatever you want. If you ask for something, he'll say, yeah, sure, free money, checks, whatever you want. Donald Trump was definitely not that. Donald Trump was the energetic, forward-thinking, opinionated family member who comes in and tells you exactly the way things are going to be done. America was convinced under Donald Trump that they no longer wanted to be exhausted by politics, when in reality, it was the Democrats and the left that were doing the ones that were wearing us down. They were the ones that were filing the lawsuits. They were the ones marching through the streets. And Donald Trump was just trying to reform the country. But more than anything else, the reason why we're not seeing this robust response yet, and I think we're going to see it hopefully soon. I'm not saying people don't care, and I'm not saying that people are not interested. Generally, we're seeing massive responses and massive crowds everywhere we go, but it pales in comparison to the Tea Party rally in 2010, is a couple of things. Number one, the Democrats are much more sophisticated. They've learned their lessons. And they do not want to provoke a response by a charismatic Bolshevik like Bernie Sanders. Or if AOC was running the country, forget it. Instead, the kind of discreet Democrat party that is able to execute their treachery, their deceit, outside of the eyes of the rest of the country, as long as you say the right things and you don't tweet bombastic phrases, the style is actually much more attractive to people than the substance. But I also believe that there's a something deeper happening in our country, which is one of the reasons why the woke industrial complex seems to be growing at a rapid pace. Parents asked me this question. In fact, at the event I was at last evening, two incredible people, they said, Charlie, I want my kids to go to a good school. I want my children to have a nice career, so I'm afraid to speak up. Said, as long as you are more afraid of the cost than the action of doing what is right, then they're going to win. You see, one of the main reasons why they have gained momentum and that the left remains in power of our country is that decent people are living rather enjoyable lives. Otherwise said as, there's a lot to lose. Parents and business owners are afraid of the potential backlash against them. Their children might be called names. They might be picketed and protested. The left has made public examples of people on this. We call this cancel culture, but it really is the modern day equivalent of the cultural guillotine. You step out of line, you are going to have your head metaphorically cut off, but the head is not your actual head. It's your career. It's your reputation. It's your friends. It's your social network. It's your fraternity. It is your life's work. Step on up, French Revolution style. The Jacobins want to have a go at you. So what does that do? What that does is it makes you conform against your will. It makes you less likely to speak your mind, more likely to engage and indulge in self-censorship, more likely to go through the process, even though you know what your children are being taught is drivel, even though you know, like at Loyola Academy in Chicago, they are not allowing a Turning Point USA group to be formed, and they're teaching all the white kids in that school that they are inherently racist through white privilege seminars. Now, parents are starting to speak out, But nothing will really change until parents are willing to say, the cost is not as important to me as being courageous. The cultural guillotine and the public display of humiliation is a tactic used by every single one of these leftists, and they know it works. The virus has changed so much in our life, and I got a scary crash course in home title theft. Home title theft is when a criminal, a cyber criminal, is able to hack into your deed without you even realizing it, the deed to your home. If you have your equity in your home or you have your savings in your home line of credit, then you better do something to protect yourself against one of the quickest growing cyber crimes in the country, which is home title theft. And you could do it by getting Home Title Lock. At Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio, you're able to protect yourself, your family, and your home against this very dangerous growing trend. They put a barrier around your home's deed so you know if anyone tampers with it, and they shut it down. So go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio, and protect your home. So what do we do about this? What do we do about the fact that the Democrats and Joe Biden seem to be executing a power grab, a political, some would call it a revolution, but it's a political plan, very discreetly redefining and remaking America in their image. How do we overcome the fact that so many people are afraid of the cost of being courageous? Well, I'll tell you, I was in Naples, Florida yesterday, amongst other places, and I went to my friend's grocery store. Now, mind you, I thought it would just be a regular grocery store, like Jewel Osco. If you're listening in Chicago, you know exactly what I mean. And I was blown away. My friend Alfie Oaks, he has a grocery store that would rival any Costco. And he has a beautiful sign up on the front of his store. Here's what it says. This is courage. This guy has come under attack from everyone. You might remember the viral video of all these people executing a checkout line, and it went viral of how on earth could a grocery store not have mandatory masks. Here's what it says. Attention, customers. Mask exemption guidelines. Those in our lovely government have ordered all persons entering indoor facilities to wear a mask. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt from this order. Due to HIPAA and the Fourth Amendment, we cannot legally ask you about your medical condition. Therefore, if we see you without a mask, we will assume you have a medical condition and we will welcome you inside to support our business. I have never seen a grocery store so packed in my life. 8,000 customers a day go to a grocery store called Seed to Table. Is that the name? Seed to Table? I think that's right. Seed to Table in Naples, Florida. And it hit me. I said, this is what's missing. One courageous man who opens up a Vector. And by the way, the people there were so happy. They were living life. They had vibrancy. They were positivity. They had connection. They felt optimistic. And it's a micro of what's happening in Florida macro. You have a wonderful governor, Ron DeSantis. So the first thing that is needed is courage. Alfie was scheduled for cancellation against city, state, and local county orders, and he stood the line. And he is flourishing because of it. So that's the first lesson, is when you take a courageous stand, you will be rewarded for that. Don't allow other people to say that the cost of being courageous is somehow something to be fearful of. Very similar to my pastor, Rob McCoy, when he opened up his church fully in California. The other thing is public displays of support. Now, from a purely educational standpoint, this is something that we are doing at Turning Point USA every single day. Tonight in Nashville, last week, three events. I spoke at multiple events this last weekend all across Florida outside of Turning Point. Next week, we will be in San Jose. And that same night, Brandon Tatum, Tommy Lahren, and Graham Allen will all be at Clemson University. Turning Point USA, what we're doing as students, we are gathering and organizing the next public displays of support. Where are the other groups doing that? What I saw at Seed to Table yesterday at Alfie's incredible grocery store is that we are still human beings that need human contact, that need to come outside of the Zoom and Skype box. And if we are serious about pushing back against the despotism and the tyrannical orders, we need to show them that their shutdowns and lockdowns, their orders of intimidation, and the cultural guillotine is no longer going to work on us. Public displays of support, courage, building our own things, being resilient, resisting any sort of calls for cancellation against people that are being targeted simply and solely because of their political, religious, or cultural beliefs. Those things are more necessary and more urgent than ever, which is exactly why I believe that President Trump should be back out on the road and pushing these state legislators in Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin and Michigan to reform their elections. And Georgia did do that. We did an entire podcast on that. It's more important than ever. And I want to explore with you some of these other news stories that are happening in the country and how they all tie together. But underlying all of it is this kind of paralysis that is plaguing the conservative movement. I'm telling you right now, we have to snap out of it and get back into action. Enough hoping the country is going to turn around. Hope is not a strategy. By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. We got an email here that just makes me laugh. So whatever happened to Andrew Cuomo? Yeah, that's a great question. What did happen to Andrew Cuomo? I'll tell you what happened to Andrew Cuomo. They're trying the new playbook. It's called the Governor Ralph Northam playbook. Don't matter if I'm accused of something, I'm not resigning. That's the new playbook. The new playbook is you got a tough couple days and then they'll throw some smoke screen for you. They'll go attack a Republican for something and people will forget about it. The southern border should be the number one news story in the country. It's been a total media blackout on the story. It's parts of the activist media, they're somewhat covering it. It was never about children in cages for Schumer and for Pelosi and for AOC. It was only about hating Donald Trump and trying to turn suburban voters against Republicans. That was the only reason they were interested in that story. If it was about that, they would be at the southern border right now with all of their groups. Here's a question for you. Has the ACLU sued the Biden administration? I'm at ACLU.org. It says, support racial justice and equality. And they ask me for some money. And they need to go raise $750,000 immediately, and then racial equality can be achieved. And then they say we need to dismantle our systems of racism and trans people belong. And then it says our rights are asks Biden's to-do list and then take action. I am scrolling through ACLU website, ACLU.org. Oh, and then it says it literally says this. During the Trump administration, we filed over 246 lawsuits. Says right here that the ACLU has over 1,700 staffers in each state. Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, fighting for people's constitutional rights. Yeah, right. They don't care about the Constitution. The ACLU is the most projection-oriented, psychological projection, meaning they're deflecting with their own inadequacies on other people. Anti-constitutional group. The only thing I'll give them credit for is they have in the past defended freedom of speech, but they're even slipping on that. Says here, we filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Sierra Club and the Southern Borders communities challenging President Trump's illegal use of emergency powers to take taxpayer funds Congress denied for his border wall. On the ACLU website, I see nothing about the thousands of kids in cages right now. Nothing. I see nothing about how children on the southern border have the Chinese coronavirus. The ACLU is silent on that. How about Amnesty International? Let's do this together. Amnesty International, which is another left-wing miserable group. On the front page of Amnesty International, it says, family separation in Zhejiang. At least they're criticizing the Chinese Communist Party. I'll give them that. Nothing on the front page of Amnesty International. Nothing. Nothing about... They actually have an entire page at amnesty.org around detention. And they have nothing when it comes to the Biden administration. Non-existent. Against Donald Trump, they were marching in the streets and they were clamoring and they were loud. Let's go to cut 58 of Kamala Harris. Remember what she used to say about children in cages? Play cut 58.
This happening with the detention of these children, the circumstances by which they arrived, is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. And so we are here to stand up and say that we are not going to allow this to happen, not on our watch. I will tell you, when elected, the first thing I'm going to do, one of the first things, is to shut down these private detention facilities. Just shut them down.
Not true, of course. Private detention facilities still exist. More people than ever are in them. The border crisis was created and constructed by the Biden administration because they want an unlimited flow of people to come into America. How about Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which means people without borders, based in Chicago? They sued the Trump administration relentlessly. I'm at their website. It's all in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish or read it well. I took Spanish in high school, but forgot most of it. I don't see any action on lawsuits or anti-Biden activity. How about Border Angels? Now, why am I going through all these groups? These are groups that receive tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars if you count the ACLU. And all of them were suing the Trump administration relentlessly just on this issue. They were on television. They were in the streets. They were clamoring. And there is silence amongst all of them. Border Angels, it says, love has no borders. What an unwise, foolish thing to say. Probably funded by people, by the way, that live in gated communities. I think every one of the people that live in Beverly Hills, Highland Park, Texas, that voted for Joe Biden, they should have to take a 17-year-old Nicaraguan into their home. And that's the other thing. Not every single one of these people that are categorized by AOC and Kamala Harris as children are children. Some of these are young 15 and 16-year-old men that very well might be involved with the cartel. Children are being rented on the southern border. And the Democrats are worried that we're calling it a surge, as AOC has said. Oscar Escamilla, a U.S. Border Patrol official. This is a longer cut. She tells of the harrowing stories of children being sexually assaulted at the southern border. Before we play this, it's cut 54. I want you to remember what the Democrats did to Republicans for something that Biden and Obama created. The uproar, the fervor, the intensity. And then after this video, I want our team to go find the front page of Time Magazine of Trump looking down at that Honduran girl, or was it a Mexican girl, saying, welcome to America. Listen to this. Oscar Escamilla, U.S. Border Patrol, cut 54.
About a month and a half ago, I was back here talking to one of the little girls, you know, and I told the congressional delegation the same thing, right? We were going to send her to the hospital. And as I got closer to her, I noticed that she couldn't speak. And I asked the medical staff what happened. And the reason she was going to the hospital because she had gotten gang raped. And the reason that she couldn't speak was because she had lost her voice in the process while she was getting raped. Those things hit hard. These kids cross by themselves. Obviously, the parent pays a fee to the smuggler, the cartel member, or the smuggler at this point will bring the kid over. We'll bring him to the river. We'll hand him over to the raft. We'll place him in a raft and say, okay, go. When you get to the other side, they'll explain to them, there's going to be an officer. They'll explain what we wear and tell them, turn yourselves into them. These kids, some of them, will tell you the different stories. They'll tell you that they don't have their parents. There's a little girl that I talked to a little while ago. She said that she had lost her mom and that she doesn't have a father. So she's coming into this country because her uncle is going to be the sponsor. So they want to take this little girl is going into the States. And I asked her, what state are you going to? What's your final destination? She said, I don't know. All I know is that it snows there. That's all I know.
That's just a small snapshot of what Biden and Kamala Harris have created on the southern border. And every one of the well-funded outside groups that are supposed to, for a living, demand outrage and mobilize grievances against this sort of activity is silent. Amnesty International, Border Angels, World Without Borders, every single one of them that received tons of money from Brad Pitts of the world and George Clooney's of the world, nothing. Remember this cover of Time Magazine? Welcome to America, front page of Time Magazine. And the story was a reckoning after Trump's border separation policy. What kind of country are we? By Carl Vick. It says Trump's brutal gambit at the border reflects a president uncomfortable with ideals. Now, the people that write these articles that were so outraged about Donald Trump, there is no other word to describe them other than pathological. Not just a pathological liar, they're pathological in nature. That you could be so outraged for so long about a specific issue, and now that issue is exponentially worse, and there is no backlash at all whatsoever against it. Zero. Nothing. No lawsuits. No protests. What's Kamala Harris doing about it? Cut 57. Prepare yourself for the cackle. Play tape.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The Constitution was written for people like Kamala Harris. The only reason that one of the few reasons we are going to survive is because of the U.S. Constitution. That's why they want to put it through a shredder. And then that's why they have groups that pretend to protect the Constitution, like the ACLU, that actually want to destroy the United States Constitution as we know it. And the ACLU, which says on the front page of their website that they filed over 246 lawsuits against Donald Trump. 246 lawsuits against Donald Trump. And nothing about Joe Biden. Nothing. Not a complaint. Not a gesture. Not a sign. Nothing. Same with Amnesty International and every single one of these groups. And it goes to show, and this is something that you must communicate to all of your liberal friends and your Democrat friends, and go back on their Instagram feeds, go back on their Facebook feed when they were virtue signaling their posts on social media, trying to say, I'm such a better person than you are, and we got to get kids out of cages. And now they are silent with their BLM, love is love. Where are the squares on Instagram, everybody? People have stopped caring because we have the old bumbling grandfather in charge. The lullaby presidency. They never actually cared. They just hated Donald Trump and they wanted to say they were a better person than you. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.